Part 3. Major Pending Disputes in Chapter 11 Cases. Next, we'll quickly review the major pending disputes in large Chapter 11 cases that troubled company reporter editors monitor day by day. Ivy Magdadero provides updates in the various disputes Lehman Brothers is involved in. New developments became available in April on the $8.6 billion lawsuit Lehman Brothers commenced against J.P. Morgan Chase & Company. Judge James Peck of the U.S. Bankruptcy Court in Manhattan trimmed down the lawsuit after deliberating on J.P. Morgan's motion to dismiss the lawsuit. In an April 19th decision, the court dismissed 22 counts of the complaint related to claims of preferential and constructively fraudulent transfers on grounds that the safe harbor protections of Section 546C of the Bankruptcy Code protected the transfers from avoidance by Lehman. Safe harbor laws are devised to protect banks dealing with weak companies. The court, however, refused to dismiss the remaining 27 counts, which relate to common law legal doctrines, turnover of estate property, and equitable subordination. Lehman is entitled to pursue the remaining claims. Commenced in 2010, the suit alleges J.P. Morgan helped cause Lehman's bankruptcy by demanding $8.6 billion in collateral. J.P. Morgan, which served as Lehman's main clearing bank in the 2008 financial crisis, allegedly threatened to discontinue its services unless the bankrupt bank posted excessive collateral. J.P. Morgan, which loaned $70 billion to Lehman's brokerage around the time of the bankruptcy, sued Lehman back, saying it was defrauded by Lehman to make the loan in exchange for worthless securities. J.P. Morgan spokeswoman Jennifer Zuccarelli said the lender entity is pleased with the ruling and will continue to right the remaining claims, which it believes, quote, are likewise without merit, unquote. The remaining claims, which include an allegation that J.P. Morgan's CEO Jamie Dimon promised to return $5 billion in collateral, are, quote, probably the hardest things to prove, said Chip Bowles, a bankruptcy lawyer with Bingham Greenbaum Dole LLP in Kentucky. They're not just issues of contract, but verbal agreements, he said. J.P. Morgan has been trying to move the case to a district judge, saying it raises legal issues beyond the jurisdiction of a bankruptcy judge. Lehman has countered that the suit confines itself to bankruptcy matters. U.S. District Judge Richard Sullivan in New York is, quote, working on a decision on whether Lehman's suit belongs in district court, according to court papers. Judge Peck should rule first on J.P. Morgan's move to dismiss the case, Judge Sullivan told both sides, according to a transcript of a December 30th court session. Around May 4th, Lehman asked the bankruptcy judge to reconsider his dismissal of the claims in the lawsuit, saying, quote, hundreds of millions of dollars might be gained for Lehman's creditors if it had the right to pursue the funds. Also, the 3.5-year court fight between Lehman Brothers and Barclays over $3 billion in assets tied to the UK bank's purchase of Lehman's North American brokerage business resumed in April. Both sides made arguments on April 20th in a hearing before U.S. District Judge Catherine Forrest in Manhattan. The judge didn't say when she'll rule on the case. Both sides are appealing a decision issued by the U.S. Bankruptcy Court in Manhattan that followed a 2010 trial. In that decision, Barclays was told to return $2 billion in margin assets to James Giddens, the Lehman Brokerage's trustee, while the latter was ordered to give the bank at least $1.1 billion and possibly another $769 million. Judge Forrest had asked the two sides whether she should treat the final sale document as a binding contract, which both read and understood before signing, and whether Barclays should have gotten any cash, according to a court order in the third week of April, telling lawyers what to focus on at the hearing. The final sale document, called a clarification letter, allocated the margin to Barclays in a single bracketed phrase that Mr. Giddens claimed not to have seen. The trustee's lawyer signed the document and testified in court on its behalf. The trustee's lawyer, William McGuire Esquire, at Hughes Hubbard & Reed LLP in New York, told the district judge that the trustee couldn't bind Lehman to an agreement that would have an adverse effect on the firm without review by the bankruptcy judge. Meanwhile, Barclays lawyer David Boies, Esquire, at Boies, Schiller & Flexner LLP in New York, told the district judge that it was clear the sale, quote, was far and away the best deal to the trustee and to all the people the trustee served. He further said that it was only after the markets recovered that the trustee wanted to change the terms of the arrangement. Barclays, the sole bidder for Lehman's business in the 2008 financial crisis, emerged from the trial facing far less of a payout than sought by the trustee, who demanded about $7 billion from the bank. As to developments related to the Archstone-related lawsuit, Samzell's Equity Residential, one of the largest U.S. apartment owners, has been granted a second extension through May 21st to submit a bid for 26.5% of smaller rival Archstone Apartment Company, but at a slightly higher minimum price. Equity Residential said it entered into the deadline agreement with Bank of America Corp. and Barclays PLC, who currently own the Archstone stake. It also agreed to a $1.5 billion minimum bid for the Archstone stake, up from the previously agreed-upon minimum bid of $1.485 billion. Lehman Brothers owns the remainder of Archstone and holds a right of first offer for the stake. Since last summer, Lehman and the two banks, which provided financing for Archstone, have been arguing over how to unwind the company, either through an initial public offering or a private sale. Lehman has long indicated it preferred the IPO route. Lehman has an amended lawsuit before the bankruptcy court, accusing that co-owners Bank of America and Barclays, quote, conspired to try to sell their once 53% stake in Archstone to competitor Equity Residential. Lehman, which said it wants to take control of Archstone, asked a judge to make the banks honor an earlier agreement that would have allowed Lehman to pay about $1.3 billion for the stake. That concludes part 3 of the report. The report continues in part 4.